Good day, this is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 453 for Monday, June 29th. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were mostly softer Monday morning, taking some direction from weaker Malaysian palm oil and Chicago soy oil futures. Canola values were anywhere from $2 to $5 lower. The most active November contract was down $2.60 at $521 per ton. Profit-taking on recent sharp advances and ahead of Tuesday's Statistics Canada planting projections report added to the bearish tone. Spillover selling also came from the weakness in outside financial markets, with a large global oilseed supply situation also overhanging prices. Canola is also starting to look expensive relative to other oilseeds. However, ongoing worries about reduced Canadian canola production this year due to unfavorable growing conditions in many parts of Western Canada were supportive. Some spillover buying also came from the advances seen in Chicago soybean futures Monday morning. Weakness in the Canadian dollar was also limiting the losses as it made canola more attractive to foreign buyers. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were mostly higher Monday morning. Chicago soybeans were steady to 7 cents higher, the most active November contract 1.25 cents stronger at $9.87 a bushel. Concerns about wet weather slowing planting and damaging crops in the U.S. Midwest this week were bullish. Traders believe the USDA's weekly crop report will show planting progress was slow once again last week as it was wet then too. Though a strong U.S. dollar and large global oilseed supplies were bearish, as was profit-taking on recent highs. Corn futures were also stronger following the advances seen in wheat. Values for corn were 4 to 6 cents higher, December up 6 cents at $4.08 per bushel. Expectations that the USDA's weekly crop report will show crop conditions in the U.S. are declining due to excess moisture were also supportive. However, expectations of large South American corn production limited the upside, as did firmness in the U.S. currency. Chicago wheat futures were up sharply, seeing some follow-through buying on Friday's rally, which saw prices move almost 6% higher. Values for wheat were anywhere from 5 to 17 cents higher, December up 12.75 cents at $5.88 a bushel. Forecasts calling for more rainy weather in the U.S. Midwest this week are also bullish for wheat, as it will likely stall harvest and increase disease pressure on the soft red winter wheat crop. However, the large global supply situation and ongoing strength in the U.S. dollar index limited the advances. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Monday, June 29th. I'm Taryn Shields.